are a lot of ways to celebrate Black History Month. You might volunteer or attend a lecture. You might also celebrate with music. That was the scene at Stafford Creek Correction Center yesterday. That's a state prison in Aberdeen. Inmates there put on this event for Black History Month, featuring performances from outside groups and from prisoners themselves. KNKX reporter Simone Eliseo was there and joins me live to talk about what she saw. Good morning, Simone.
Good morning, Kirsten. And I should point out the music we just heard is actually a combination. The singers call themselves the Northwest Gospel Team, and the band backing them up is made of men who are incarcerated at Stafford Creek.
All right. Well, there have been a lot of events around the region celebrating Black History Month. What made you decide to attend this one?
Well, you know, when I got wind about it and heard that it was organized by people who are incarcerated, I was really interested to see what they put on. I think it's also worth pointing out that African-Americans are overrepresented in Washington's prisons. They make up 18% of the state prison population versus just 4% of the state population. You know, you don't often hear from people in prison. So I was just really wanted to see what it was all about.
So set the scene for us. What was it like?
So it took place in the Visitor Center, which is basically just like a big event space. It's kind of the most public facing part of the prison. It's where like family visits would take place. And the first thing you notice when you walk in is just the art. You have these banners and paintings, all of them done by inmates. You know, you see these banners depicting sort of representations of different African countries, that depicting icons of Black history. Honestly, the whole thing was just really joyful. You know, you heard some of that music that was playing. There was a guest lecture talking about sort of poverty and education. Several of the guys performed their own poems or essays. So it was this interesting mix of these really high level conversations about Black history, about violence and incarceration in Black communities, but also just an appreciation of Black culture.
Who did you talk to?
Well, I talked to several of the guys who are incarcerated, but I should say the Department of Corrections asked me to only use their first names out of concern for victims' privacy. This was kind of part of the deal in me getting to roam around and talk with folks. But I do remember at one point this singer was performing and I saw this guy in the back. He was standing, he was swaying, he was very, very into the music. So I went up to him. His name is Andre, and we kind of had to yell over the crowd.
Tell me about what was going through your mind when she was singing.
Man, really? I was just thinking about my family. I was just thinking about the significance of this event, you know what I'm saying?
You know, Andre has been in prison for about 4 years. He says this event is a nice change of pace. You know, he talks about how prison is hard. It's repetitive. You know, the nature of being locked up just kind of grinds. But he and a lot of the others I talked to really wanted to emphasize this idea of hope.
I just think at the end of the day, if I had to give anybody anything about this place, I would just say that don't count the people out that are in here. You know what I mean? Beautiful things are going to come from here, and a lot can be learned and a lot can be gained. You know what I mean? I think that's it.
You know, he and others point out that most people who are in prison, they get out eventually. And what I was hearing is that this kind of cultural education and appreciation is part of how you get ready to join the community.
This is so interesting. Is this kind of event unusual?
I mean, yes and no. You know, this is a lot of people. It's a big gathering, a lot of outside groups. That certainly doesn't happen every day in prisons. But, you know, the inmate group behind this event has done this every year for a long time. They do other cultural events at Stafford Creek. Another group that's influential here is the Black Prisoners Caucus. You know, they're organizing all the time in prisons across Washington State, and they do lectures and they develop education programs. So, you know, this kind of thinking, this kind of thing is happening inside. This event is just a little bit more public facing.
All right, Simone, thanks so much.
Thank you.
KNKX reporter Simone Eliseo joining us live this morning.